From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. We are news, information, and a little hot chip. Now, if you think we're doing a segment about boosted electronics or it's a cooking demo, you are wrong. Keep listening.
Jalapeno
we'll
Doritos.
I'm Allison Stewart.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2008. I'm so glad it's Thursday. I gotta tell you,
I had the superness
of this week. I'm kind of ready to wrap it up. Frankly,
you're done with the super
I'm
week.
Done. I'm over. I just want back to normalness.
Oh, there's nothing normal about today's show. There's a lot going
what
on
is
in the world today.
What's extraordinary
is we're going to follow up on one of the biggest stories of last month coming to an end. Today's the official end of mourning. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. We're going to get an update from Pakistan with Kamil Siddiqui at News International in Karachi.
Also, as Allison mentioned, the band Hot Chip. They performed here at BPP World Headquarters.
All five of them came to the studio. Usually we get a lead singer and a guitarist, or a guitarist and maybe a threesome music violin. All five of them with equipment
in
the
studio.
It was a little bit chaotic, but they were very cheeky and funny
and cool.
Interesting. And their new album is called Made in the Dark.
Also, if you're a young, good-looking guy searching for a woman of a certain age who just happens to have a certain amount of money, then we've apparently got a dating service for you. Sugar Mamas,
wow.
Boy Toys. I know.
Are you nervous about this segment?
I'm a little nervous about it, but we're going to do it together. You're going to help me hand in hand. We shall go forward.
I will hold your hand.
We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first, here is the BPP's big story.
At least 55 people are dead and hundreds more injured as the result of Tuesday night's tornadoes, the deadliest set of twisters to hit the south central U.S. in more than 20 years.
Rescue efforts and cleanup continue today in Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama. Tennessee saw the most casualties, at least 31 deaths. Arkansas was also hard hit. NPR's Robert Smith is on the ground there and spoke with some of the survivors in Atkins.
Just over the hill, a tornado picked up a house completely from its concrete slab and smashed it to pieces. The couple who lived there and their 11-year-old daughter died outside. Police think they were going out to check on their horses. Kim Viverka's clothes and belongings now stretch like an arrow across a field, pointing northeast.
We found my communion candle. We found my family Bible. We found a lot of the kids' pictures. We found a lot. We found a lot. It's amazing.
Now, forecasters saw the storms coming for hours, and officials say the warning system worked as planned. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, put out an alert 6 days in advance.
Polk County Sheriff Jay Winters told Robert Smith he didn't know if the family that was killed in Atkins heard the warnings, but he said there were plenty of them.
Like I said, I was watching TV and tracking it, and it came just the exact path they showed, and it came just about to the minute.
But all that warning, and it doesn't help.
When a house is just absolutely blown apart, you know, there was nowhere they could have been in the house that they would have been safe.
Winter says that the search and rescue phase is winding down now, 24 hours after the storm hit, and they're moving on to other pressing safety concerns. There are downed power lines all around the region, and there was a gas leak south of town. The rebuilding will have to wait.
President Bush called the governors of the affected states yesterday to offer support, and he plans to go to Tennessee tomorrow. And the same cold front that spawned those tornadoes is heading towards central Florida, where it may delay today's scheduled space shuttle launch. And that's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more news from Rachel.